I'm talking with Christine Mitterbauer from MicroDoc. She is co-leading the Test-Driven Development Symposium at Eclipse Summit Europe, which will be on Tuesday, October 9th in Ludwigsburg. So, Christine, what are the goals of the symposium?
Let me first explain why we decided to organize a symposium for test-driven development. I'm a software engineer and project lead at MicroDoc, and in the last 2 years we started to introduce test-driven development in some of our projects. We figured out that projects using test-driven development are more successful and produce higher software quality than projects with other software engineering approaches. Test-driven development helps us to implement exactly what the customer requested and implement it right from a technical and functional point of view. Our customers gave us quite positive feedback on the test-driven development projects, and that is, of course, the most important goal for us when doing business. And now the goal of the symposia. Test-driven development sounds very easy in theory, but what does it mean for the entire development process in the real world? This is what we want to find out in our symposia. We want to discuss the impact on the project lifecycle and on all involved parties, like developers, project leads, customers, and so on. Our intention is to provide a platform to talk about real projects and to share experiences. For example, how to set up test-driven development, which tools are used, and why. We want to look below the surface and review advantages and, more important, possible problems when introducing test-driven development to real-life projects. For instance, what impact does test-driven development have on budget, time plan, customer relationship, integration cycles, and acceptance procedures? Is it possible to introduce test-driven development successfully in large, already ongoing projects, not doing the test-driven approach so far? You see, we have a lot of questions and topics to discuss and hope that a lot of interested people will come and actively join our symposia and get in touch with us and with each other.
So what would be the benefits for people attending?
The benefits, I think, are that we have an interactive expert meeting and we discuss our ideas and get in touch with each other and do really networking.
What do you expect the outcome of the symposia to be? Would it be a manifesto for moving forward? Would this be something that may try and drive some change into the way Eclipse projects are built? Or is it more about just spreading information and making more people aware of test-driven development?
I think the last point you mentioned is the thing we want to achieve. We want to achieve that people think more about test-driven development and do this in the right way. And we want to give them ideas, and we want to achieve ideas from others to do this in a successful way.
What motivated MicroDoc to explore test-driven development? Where did the idea of looking into test-driven development come from?
The idea comes from looking for higher software quality. We have customers who had long ongoing projects, but they had no chance to test these projects, these large projects. And when we came and showed up the software quality, we saw that they need another approach to be successful in their projects.
Sure. Now, are there any tools that are particularly helpful in your experience with test-driven development?
The Eclipse plugins for JUnit, we are using Fit and Fitness, and we extended Fitness to use in the embedded development process, J2ME version of Fitness.
Now, when you talk about test-driven development, is it similar to the methodology discussed by Kent Beck in his book of that title?
Yes, I think it's right. This is right. It's from Kent Beck. We had another very, very good book from Frank Westphal. And the key point is how to implement software which is changeable and which is testable.
Can you talk about some of the position papers you've received?
Yeah, so far we received four really interesting position papers for our symposia. For example, Mark Hoffman, working for Mountain Minds in Germany, wants to speak about important factors to have in mind when introducing and setting up test-driven development. Then Peter Sommerlet, professor and head of the Institute for Software at Rapperswil in Switzerland, submitted a paper describing possible problems of test-driven development for inexperienced developers and the impact on business when the quality of a product is too high. He saw customers canceling maintenance contracts because of the solution's high quality. This sounds incredible, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And last but hopefully not our least position paper for the symposia was submitted by Hans-Joachim Brede, founder of Predix. He gained quite some experience about what it means to implement tests for GUI applications. And he has some interesting topics on his paper, like programmatic tests are not feasible for test-driven development of GUIs. And he asks, why should we use programmatic tests at all? I think these are some quite interesting topics to discuss at our symposium.
Absolutely. Now, if somebody else wants to get involved and wants to provide you with a position paper, what should they do?
They should mail us position papers, and then we decide which position paper will be discussed during the workshop. The submitter of the particular position paper is then invited to present his work and the issues and challenges around it. And after each presentation, we will discuss the topics in the audience in order to share the experiences, to develop new ideas, and to learn from each other. And at the end of the symposia, we will summarize the captured keynotes, ideas, and conclusions.
Excellent. Now, are you expecting certain style of content in the position paper itself?
No, not really. You can mail what you want.
Okay. Excellent. Is there anything else you'd like to add about your symposia?
We want to invite everyone who is out there and interested in test-driven development. Join our interactive expert meeting and let us discuss your ideas, opinions, and experiences.
Are you presenting anything else at Eclipse Summit Europe this year?
One of our projects from our customer, SheData, is presented from the SheData project lead. And Hendrik Höfer, our CTO from Microdoc, is also holding a symposia for embedded development.
I look forward to seeing you at Eclipse Summit Europe. And more information about Eclipse Summit Europe can be found at eclipsesummit.org. We look forward to seeing you there, and thank you very much for talking with me today, Christine.
Thank you very much.